Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, the president of Galen Institute, G-A-L-E-N Institute. That's galen.org, which is where you can find out more about the work that she and her organization does to keep people informed about healthcare public policy, especially the new healthcare bill that we now have on the books. Her book, along with the other authors that co-authored this with her, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, is available there and also wherever books are sold. Grace Marie, there was an interesting Supreme Court decision recently that was the interesting thing is the case was brought by a woman who actually committed a crime. She committed a crime and she was guilty of the crime, but the government tried to sue her in federal court, and she took the federal government to court to say that they didn't have the jurisdiction over her. And she basically went all the way to the Supreme Court and won by, I think is my understanding, a unanimous decision, 9-0. The federal government, the Supreme Court basically reaffirmed, I'm reading a little bit from an article that was written in the Wall Street Journal recently. They reaffirmed the importance of constitutional federal architecture and the very real limitations that structure imposes on Congress, that the Constitution imposes on Congress. This was an article written by David Rivkin and Lee Casey, and I know you know about the case. Weigh in on this a little bit.
Well, it was particularly important because Justice Kennedy wrote the opinion for, as you said, the unanimous Supreme Court decision. It was decided on June the 16th, and a key passage gave a lot of us hope about what is going to happen when the Obamacare challenge gets to the Supreme Court, as it will, because many of us believe that Justice Kennedy is the swing vote. He's the one who's going to decide in what's very likely to be a 5-4 decision, whether it's 5-4 to decide that Obamacare is constitutional or Obamacare is not constitutional. And there's one passage in here that I thought was particularly important in this decision about Bond versus the United States, where he said, "Federalism protects the liberty of the individual from arbitrary power. When government acts in excess of this law, of its lawful powers, that liberty is at stake." And many of us are saying that there is no evidence that there's any constitutional power for the federal government to require us to purchase health insurance or to require businesses to provide health insurance to their employees under penalty of federal law. States can do it. Massachusetts has done it. But there's nothing in the federal constitution. So that's why this statement that the federal government cannot act beyond its lawful power really gives us hope that sometime next June the Supreme Court may declare that this individual mandate, a center pole in the tent of Obamacare, is in fact unconstitutional.
But Grace Marie, we've all been talking about this 5-4 scenario, but on the case of what these authors called Congress seizing for itself the very power that the Constitution reserves solely for the states, and that's a statement out of this article. When the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 in favor of that principle, it might not be as close as we think.
You know, when you read all these opinions, though, by lower court judges, this U.S. District Court, and now one appeals court judge, the judges are basically saying, you know, healthcare is just too important, it's different, and we have to make an exception for healthcare. An exception of the Constitution, saying it's just too important because people just can't make these.
But that's what the Supreme Court's for.
They don't know what healthcare they're going to need.
That's what the Supreme Court's for, Grace Marie.
You're right, but there's still men and women.
I know.
Still,
And I agree. They have their ideologies. They all do. But still, when it if there's one, you know, the Supreme Court is supposed to be the adult in the room, with all of the regional judges and courts. They're the ones who are actually, they are the guardians of the Constitution.
They are, but you know what this issue is so politicized. I do hope it's not just a 5-4 decision. I hope they throw it out as unconstitutional 9-0. But is Sotomayor and are the Obama nominees going to just throw out Obamacare? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. That's and it's sad to think that, but the thing that's interesting, folks. This is. And if you subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, it's called An Obamacare Legal Precedent. And it's by David Rifkin and Lee Casey. And it was published on June the 28th. And it's very interesting. What was fascinating to me about this case, Grace Marie, was just the fact that it's completely disconnected from the topic of health care. But the fact that this woman who committed a crime was able to get the Supreme Court to rule 9-0 that she had the right to prevent the government from overreaching into her life. That had to send a shudder through the White House.
Hugely important because I think that's really one of the key issues in this law, is that the federal government has overstepped its power in requiring all of us to purchase this hugely expensive insurance.
Right.
Could have probably cost $20,000 for
a
family.
And I'm convinced, Grace Marie, as we wrap up this segment, I'm convinced that it's one of the big headwinds to this economy right now.
I know for a fact
it's why a lot of businesses, large and small, are not hiring more employees. We don't know what it's going to cost. Ten Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.